Hey, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW Post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend. And it's Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hope everyone had a Thanksgiving. I was just talking to Damien about our Thanksgiving. And I can't explain this, but our Thanksgiving, there were fewer people. So our daughter and son-in-law stayed in Scottsdale, and our grandson came home from college. So my son and his wife, our daughter-in-law, and his two kids. So there were four of them. And my wife and I, so there were six of us at our house this year for Thanksgiving. And for some reason, it just seemed like the decibel level was just off the charts. So I don't know whether everyone was just more animated this year or less. I can't put my finger on it, but it was a weird Thanksgiving. And of course, Damien's like, well, you know, crusty old fart, you know, crab, blah, 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 whatever Damien said. But there may be some truth to that, but... Oh, you called me a Scrooge. That's right. You called me a Scrooge. No, that comes at Christmas time. We need a different word for Thanksgiving. I wasn't a jerk. I didn't affirmatively object to the loudness. I just made notice of the loudness. And again, I can't put my finger on it. Nobody cares about this except me. I just found it interesting that the six of us seem to be louder around maybe it's because the grandkids are getting older, and the grandson had gone off to college, so he was all excited about college. And our granddaughter, who's entering high school, so she was all excited about that. So maybe that was the reason for it. Who knows? But I hope all of you had a great Thanksgiving, and I'm glad that you tuned into The Weekend. Glad to have you with me. So you know the rules of engagement. They're pretty simple. If you want to send me a text message, that is the primary way to send me a message that sometimes will completely get me off track. You want me to chase a squirrel, send me a text message. Or you have a comment either for or against or a different viewpoint, whatever it might be, text the word Mike. For those of you who are graduates of public education, that's spelled M-I-K-E. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. To 33103. Now, if you want to follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you want to do any of those, you simply go to this simple website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com, and that will get you to the website where you can download the podcast, you can stream us live on the weekend, you can do whatever you want to do, michaelsaysgohere.com. So let's get started. So I noticed it's you know, the day after, we had Black Friday, now we have Cyber Monday coming up. Somebody said that today was Small Business Day or something. Can we just be honest with ourselves and do away with the labels? It is American consumerism, and it's time to go buy, 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 shop, 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 shop. That's what keeps the American economy going, is you and I buying stuff that we'll eventually look at 6 months later and go, did I buy this? What did I buy this for? I say that because I spent part of my vacation this past week reorganizing my closet and reorganizing my garage. I had some construction guys come in and completely tear up my garage. took out all of the old cabinets that were there and everything else, and then had it repainted. And then I spent the weekend buying shelving and some big cabinetry and putting some stuff back in and getting it all reorganized so that I can, I don't know, because it's my OCD. So that's what I did. But during the past week, while we were shopping and having Thanksgiving and commiserating or celebrating or whatever we were doing with the past week, we had a shooting in Colorado. And we had a shooting in, I think it was Chesapeake, I may have the city wrong, but it was, I think, Chesapeake, Virginia. We have the old saying of going postal. Do you know where going postal came from? Going postal started when and I forget the date, but it's been decades ago, that a guy walked in that worked at a post office in Edmond, Oklahoma, and decided to start killing people. And thus was born the phrase going postal. Going postal has now morphed into, I guess, going Walmart or going Sam's Club, because we had a guy walk into, or not walk into, but at the close of a shift at a Walmart, again, I think it was in Chesapeake, Virginia. Somebody will cry. I know somebody will correct me if I'm wrong. At the shift change, he is sitting in the back room, the break room at the Walmart, and decides to start shooting people. Shot coworkers, shot some customers, and then unfortunately shot himself. Now, you may ask me, Michael, why are you upset that he shot himself? Because we don't get the satisfaction, and I know it's going to cost us money, but we don't get the satisfaction of either two things. Of either somebody else in that Walmart who was concealed carrying, taking that thug out by a simple double tap right between the eyes, and on the spot delivering justice. Or him being, or the popo doing. I don't care whether it's an individual who's lawfully concealed carry, his right to keep and bear arms, or it's the popo who goes in and delivers a double tap and takes him out. Either one of those things happening, and or, well, you can't have and or here, so it has to be or him being caught and tried by a jury of his peers, found guilty. I don't know whether the death penalty exists in Virginia or not. And either he receives the death penalty, or depending on how many people, I forget how many people he killed, he gets, let's say five, he gets five consecutive life sentences without any possibility of parole, which means he's going to die in prison. And the opposite happened in Colorado, where some idiot, some sick, deranged individual walks into a gay nightclub and decides to start shooting people. And we had a former military guy. I don't know whether he was Army, Marines, Coast Guard, Air Force. I don't know what he was. But they tackle him, and they take him down, and they beat the snot out of him. And they stop the shooting. Well, God bless every one of those individuals who did that, because that's what we need more of, are individuals who are willing to exercise and risk their lives to take these dirtbags down. What we do not need, and what will not solve the problem, is what Joe Biden wants to do. Joe Biden thinks that the solution to this is that what we ought to do is we ought to outlaw assault weapons. I'll let you hear him in just a minute, but I want to make a comment about assault weapons. I don't know what an assault weapon is. Well, I do know what an assault weapon is, but I don't know what it is in the mind of Joe Biden. I know what it is in the mind of those who think that somehow more gun laws are going to stop the sickness that pervades this society. It is not. By the way, let's make note of two differences between the shooting at the gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and the back break room of the Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. One was, which the local media was quick to jump on, was an assault-style, AR-style, AR-15-style weapon. You know, an AR-15, which shoots either a 225 or a 556 round, is the most common round of ammunition in the United States. Well, maybe other than a 22 long rifle that's just used to go out pinging and, you know, squirrel hunting or whatever else you might use a 22 round for. I use 22 rounds just to go out and do some blinking at the gun range. It's just a fun little round to shoot. It's, of course, it's lethal, but it's not lethal like a 5.56 or a 2.25 round. But the 5.56 and the 2.25, and that caliber of gun, of rifle, of long gun, is the most commonly held in the United States. There's nothing unusual about it. Until you take off the wooden stock, until you take off and change the barrel, and you move it and you make it look like, it is not, but it looks like, a fully automatic weapon, like a AK-47, carried by the United States military. It only looks like, but there's nothing else in common with it. One's a fully automatic weapon, which means, and for those of you who are gun enthusiasts, bear with me while I explain the difference. A fully automatic weapon is where you pull the trigger, and as long as you hold the trigger down, and as long as you have ammo in the magazine, it will continue to fire without you having to pull the trigger. That is an automatic weapon used by the United States military so that soldiers can kill enemy as quickly and rapidly as possible. Here, when I say here, I'm talking about the United States. Here, the most common type of weapon, whether it be a long gun, like a rifle, or a handgun, like, say, a Glock, is a semi-automatic weapon. Semi-automatic means that you have to pull the trigger to fire a round. So you can only fire rounds as rapidly as you can pull the trigger, versus holding the trigger and just getting a steady stream of ammo being fired as long as you hold the trigger. Why is that important? Because virtually every handgun and long gun in this country is a semi-automatic weapon. You have to pull the trigger in order to fire a round. Joe Biden said in front of a fire station that he thinks it is sick that we allow semi-automatic weapons in this country. The most common type of gun used by anybody. Now, can you, as an individual, can you own an automatic weapon? Of course you can. As long as you're willing to pay the exorbitant thousands of dollars that it takes to get a stamp from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and you're willing to go through an extensive background check. I mean, it is expensive and it is burdensome to own a automatic weapon in this country. Speaking of it, before I let you listen to or make you listen to Joe Biden, I want to mention something. And it is about self-defense. And it is that if you or loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally, like what we saw in either the Walmart or in the gay nightclub, but you don't feel comfortable carrying the kind of gun, the semi-automatic weapon that I was just talking about, then I want you to learn about the Hero non-lethal product. Hero is the maker of the award-winning Hero 2020, a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder. It explodes on impact. It covers your attacker in this pepper gel, causing intense pain They drop to the ground, giving you time to escape. All these Hero products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And now, at Hero2020.com, Hero2020.com, there's a new product called the Arrow. Now, this literally looks like a really small remote control, and it shoots a thick, red, sticky pepper gel that creates this intense burning sensation on any skin on contact, again, causing your assailant to just, the thug to just drop in this writhing pain, giving you time to escape. I want you to get one for yourself today. I want you to get one for your child that's at college, or maybe a coworker or a spouse. I want you to go online right now to Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. I'll be right back.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. I really am brain dead. I really am tired from Thanksgiving. I apparently, unbeknownst to me, I've been referring to the 5.56 and the 2.23 round as a 5.56 and a 2.25. I don't know what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking. I'm just irritated about these stories, and so I'm not paying attention to the details, and I apologize. I apologize. Yes, it's a 5.56 and a 2.23. So the most common weapon used in this country owned in this country is a semi-automatic weapon where you have to pull the trigger each time to fire a round. Joe Biden says, now, well, just take a listen.
Now, as you mentioned, the president also stopped by a local firehouse to thank first responders there, and it is there where he spoke with reporters for the first time on camera following that devastating shooting down at a Walmart in Virginia. And the president once again stressed that he wants to see an assault weapons ban passed.
Now, notice she talks about an assault weapons ban. Okay, we've been there, done that. Didn't work, but he wants to do it again. Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, was the originator of that back in the 90s. Joe Biden was a supporter of it, just as he was of the 93 crime bill. But listen to what he says.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick.
The idea that we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Now, I want to be magnanimous and just say that he truly has no freaking clue what he's talking about, which in many instances is true, whether it's foreign policy or the economy or anything else. Why should we not think the same thing when he starts talking about firearms? The fact that we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be sold in this country is sick.
Semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None.
No social redeeming value, none. Semi-automatic weapon.
Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturers.
Can you do it?
Except profit for the gun manufacturers? During my, on my weekday show, on my weekday morning show, which, by the way, you can hear on iHeartRadio, The Situation with Michael Brown, 6 to 10 a.m., every Friday at 8 a.m., we do at least 1 hour of what I call taxpayer relief shots. These are stories that never make it to the national level, but they're only told at the local level. And they're only told at the local level because nobody wants you to know about the defensive use of firearms. The defensive use of firearms in this country far outweighs anything you hear about there's been 600 mass shootings or something since the first of the year or whatever. You know, I could turn mass shootings into 1,000 mass shootings since the first of the year simply by redefining what a mass shooting is. This idea, this constant attack. Now, let me just say this. I sincerely believe that there is a sickness in this country. It is a sickness that is a lack of moral values. It is a sickness that says that just there is no value of life, and that if you just want whatever you want, you just go shoot and kill and get whatever you want, or just, you know, murder anybody you want. It's a true, true sickness. But that sickness only reinforces the importance of my ability to defend myself. Crimes committed with guns get a lot of attention. What about when guns prevent a crime? That's next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't go away.
Everything's getting more expensive. The government's losing control. And the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts. Sound familiar? Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Enterprise High School's winter concert is Tuesday, November 29th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Amphitheater at UPREP. Enjoy holiday music led by choir director Alyssa Awney and band director Gabriel Sakuma. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at Enterprise Music Office at 530-222-6601 through enterprisemusic.net or can be purchased at the door the evening of the concert. All proceeds benefit the students of the Enterprise High School Music Department.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Oh, yeah. I'm still getting text messages. Yes, I mistakenly referred to the 223 as a 225. I don't know. I'm brain dead this morning. So back off, back off. I know this is a heavy subject for the weekend after Thanksgiving. And we will get to some lighter things in a minute. Or actually in 30 minutes. But I wanted to cover this initially because two things occur about these shootings that drive me nuts. The first was the mainstream media's attempt, particularly with the shooting in Colorado Springs, which was at a gay nightclub, to use that to exploit conservatism and conservative.
These people should be able to live their lives without fear of being murdered, literally.
Yes. We should all be able to live our lives without fear of being murdered, regardless of our sexual preference, regardless of our race, regardless of our ethnicity, regardless of our religion. This is just dumbassery on full display here in this montage.
But right now, that's the sort of climate that's been created by anti-LGBTQ protesters and, frankly, bigots.
And you can't take part in this continued onslaught of words against the LGBTQ community and not look at this and have blood on your hands.
I think that DeSantis, Boebert, they have blood on their hands on this. They have to stop spreading lies. These are lies that they're spreading, and they're causing pain and death and murder against our community.
If he's a consumer of the people we just rattled off, from Lauren Boebert to Tucker Carlson, let's get it out. Let's get it out at trial. Let's expose it for what it is, name it and shame it. He's a consumer of these people, and those people should face civil consequences from the victims.
I want to pause on this montage for a moment. Did you hear what that doofus just said? That the shooter in the Colorado Springs gay club was a consumer of Tucker Carlson, Lauren Boebert, who is a very conservative congresswoman from Colorado, and apparently this show, or any other conservative media. That is such an irrational statement if you understand anything about the shooter in Colorado Springs. My guess is he wasn't a consumer of any news. He was too busy playing games. He was too busy, you know, harassing his mother all the time. He was too busy just living this pathetic life that had no meaning in it whatsoever. He was not. I would bet a bazillion dollars. No, I want to make it real. I want to make this real. I would bet $100,000 just to make it real. That if at the time of the shooting, once the cops had him, if they turned to that shooter and said, "Hey, who's Tucker Carlson?" He would have no clue whatsoever. Or, "Hey, who's Michael Brown?" No clue whatsoever. Not that anybody should know who I am. But this idea that somebody goes into a gay nightclub and decides to shoot it up based on things that conservatives are saying. You know, I'm a conservative. And if you've listened to this program or my weekday program for any length of time, I've been on radio for almost 16 years now. And for 16 years, I have tried to express my libertarian view that whether you think it is right or wrong is immaterial to me. And what I say when I say it is right or wrong, I'm talking about either a gay lifestyle or a trans lifestyle for adults, not for children, for adults. Or you want to be a furry and you know, dress up as a furry animal. I don't care. I may think it's weird. I don't care. I support your right to do so. And if you're a true conservative, that's what you believe. But here's what's being played back to the people that want to say that conservatives are the cause of violence, and in particular, this shooting in this gay nightclub.
We're seeing a Republican Party that is targeting, you know, a lot of drag queens and LGBTQ.
Targeting drag queens? No, sweetheart, that's not what we're doing. Now, if you're having a drag queen show, at an elementary school, yeah, we might be objecting. In fact, I do object to that. I don't want a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, or for that matter, even up to a 12 or an 18-year-old. That's not appropriate at a school. They ought to be learning how to read, how to write, arithmetic, history, civics. They ought to be learning all of those things, not drag queens.
And this is not an accident, right? There's a lot of targeting.
They targeted drag shows a lot, and in part because Drag Time Story Hour, where a drag queen would come, it was ubiquitous in libraries all over the country had it. A drag queen would come read a story. It was fun. The kids loved it. And then also some sort of friendly drag shows. It would be on a Sunday brunch. You could bring the kids. They'd see a show. And the far-right conservatives left on this.
In the past year, we've seen 125 either violent attacks or threats of violent attacks against drag events, joyous drag events.
This exact same language of grooming and pedophilia targeting the LGBTQ community.
Notice how they conflate. If you're a gay individual listening to this program, or for that matter a trans individual, and I know we have them because I get text messages from them, who thank me for not being a bigoted conservative. If you think about what they just did, they just conflated pedophilia with gay and lesbian. That's despicable. That is one of the most prejudicial, closed-minded, bigoted, ignorant things I think I've ever heard on national television. All of these are people on national TV. Conflating pedophilia with gay people. The gay community should be outraged. Not about our objection to a drag queen show at an elementary school, but the fact that those people on national television are conflating pedophilia with gays. It's amazing to me how this stuff just flies under the radar, and it just becomes accepted without any critical thinking whatsoever that what they just said was, pedophilia, gay, the same thing. But the other point that needs to be made is that crimes committed with guns do get a lot of attention because we are a sick society. You know, people will say that they have a right to be safe. You know, the Supreme Court has ruled that the cops have no constitutional duty to protect you from danger. So I don't have a right to be safe. I have a right to be secure against government intrusion, government interference in my life, you know, or a search of my home without a Fourth Amendment warrant under the Constitution. But under the Constitution, I do not have a right to be safe. The Supreme Court ruled that cops have no constitutional obligation to keep you safe. It's one of the most, you don't have to be a constitutional scholar to understand this. Why would the court rule that the local police department has no constitutional obligation to keep the people in their community safe? Now, that may go against everything you think. You may think that cops, I pay taxes so that cops can keep me safe. Really? How's that working out for you? Because what I'd like to know is, if you think you're paying taxes for a police department in your community, is there a cop parked out in front of your house right now? Do you have your own personal security detail that is actually, you know, Podunk City PD? No, you don't. And the reason the court says there's no constitutional obligation for a police officer or a police department to keep you safe is because that is physically, economically, logistically, in every way possible, impossible. It is not possible to, unless you want to live in a police state, and even then think about that. The most glaring example for me of a police state is a federal prison. Supermax, just about, I don't know, maybe 100 miles south of where I'm speaking right now. the most secure federal prison in the entire world. Only it is probably the safest place for the Unabomber, for example, Ted Kaczynski, to live, because he is in solitary confinement, like, I don't know, 22 or 23 hours a day. Only gets out in the yard, alone, by himself, in a very small area, maybe 10 by 10, where he gets a little bit of sunlight. That's a safe place. It's an utter police state. But you go to a regular prison, where you have prison guards, you've got all of these cops or so-called cops everywhere. No, they're not safe. Drug trade, sex trade, everything goes on inside a prison. So don't think that you have a right to be safe. Now, you might have a right to self-defense, which is separate and apart from your right to keep and bear arms. You have a God-given natural right to self-defense. So here's what we do know. We know that criminals commit violent crimes with a firearm about 510 times a day. Every single day. Now, that data is from 2019. That's the last year where the FBI has data from all 50 states. So 510 times a day, some violent crime is committed by a criminal. Now, isn't it obvious that we need more laws to stop those criminals? Shouldn't we pass another law, even if it only stopped a single crime? Even if it saves just one life? Isn't that the least we should do? Shouldn't we be doing that right now? 510 times a day? And I know many people, Brown's office rockery, 510 times. Yeah, 510 times a day. 510 times a day. A criminal takes a firearm and commits a violent act. A burglary, an assault, a robbery, a rape, a murder. You see, crime. Crime is outstanding. And I don't want to go into all maybe the socioeconomic reasons why. But crime is rampant. So why do we focus? If there's 510 times a day that a criminal uses a firearm, why do we focus on, now think about this, on the gay nightclub, which, and maybe it's just because I'm in Colorado, but it's still on the news here, and it's still making national news because we have a shooter who is still alive, so he's going to be making court appearances, so it gives the national press something to continue to cover day in and day out. But, wait a minute, we had a guy in Virginia kill people in a Walmart where there are probably a lot of people shopping today. Not that Walmart, but just Walmart in general. Yet nowhere on the news. What's the difference? Is it that the shooter in Colorado Springs was at a gay nightclub, and the shooter at the Walmart happened to be in a break room? Was that the difference? I'm just asking. What do you think the difference is? Is it that we have a shooter in Colorado Springs who happens to be a dumb white guy? Versus the shooter in the Walmart, who happened to be a sicko black guy. All these different factors make you wonder. Well, they shouldn't make you wonder. It should make it clear. Guns are not the problem. We've got some other serious sickness in this society. And it is a lack of morality. It is a lack of understanding that there is something beyond ourselves that we ought to be thinking about. We have a very serious lack of mental health program. And we just instead focus on the gun. Because the gun allows somebody to come out and make political statements and divide the country even further. So when people say we have to do something, what are the laws that you would pass? What law would you pass if you just wanted to do something? Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Here's my challenge. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. What law would you pass if you thought, if you think that a law is going to solve this mental health problem we have in this country? What law would you pass? I'd love to know. I'll be right back.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from PureTalk.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. That way you can stream us live, get the podcast, follow me on social media. Got this great text message from area code 417. Mike, an armed citizen has never stopped a mass shooting. If only one person was shot, it wasn't a mass shooting. If more than one person was shot, it wasn't stopped. Heads I win, tails you lose. Well, except that. I love the logic of that. Because indeed, if an armed citizen encounters someone who is an active shooter, who is trying to kill as many people as possible, but so far has only wounded some people, and the concealed carry holder takes out the active shooter, indeed, there was never a mass shooting. But I would argue that they stopped a mass shooting because the intent of the shooter was to kill as many people as possible. And then, of course, in area code 417, he says, if only one person was shot, then it wasn't a mass shooting. But still, the intention was. And the left always wants to talk about intention. So I want to talk about intentions, too. The Crime Prevention Research Center has identified a total of 360 active shooter incidents between 2014 and 2021, last year, and found that an armed citizen stopped 124 of those attacks. 360 active shooter incidents in a seven-year period, and of those 360, a private citizen stopped 124 of those attacks. Now, the report adds that there were another 24 cases where armed civilians stopped armed attacks, but the suspect had not yet fired his gun. And those cases were excluded from the calculations. Though it could be argued, and I would argue, that a civilian also stopped what likely was going to be a mass shooting. Now, by comparison, the FBI reports that armed citizens only stopped 11 of the 252 active shooter incidents that it identified for the period of 2014-2021. So whose stats are you going to believe? The FBI or the Crime Prevention Research Center, Dr. John Lotz Center? I'm going to believe the latter. It's more accurate, and it's based on the FBI's definition of an active shooter. So I want you to just contemplate for a while. There is no constitutional obligation to keep you safe, because that's logistically impossible to do. And there's a sickness in the country, and it's not the gun. It's the individual. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Hang tight.
Are you tired of eating bland-tasting shrimp from every other country besides the good old USA? 95% of shrimp consumed in this country come from overseas countries like China and India. Before you settle on imported shrimp, why not feed your family a quality product that supports hard-working American fishermen by ordering from U.S.-based processor Biloxi Shrimp Co. With Biloxi Shrimp, there is a difference. Whatever type of shrimp you're craving for your cookout, cocktail, or family dinner, Biloxi Shrimp offers the highest quality wild-caught shrimp by experienced American shrimpers, direct from the Gulf Coast, out of the plant, and to your door. The owners, Mark and Jonathan, they've been doing this with family for generations. You won't be disappointed. Order from BiloxiShrimpCo.com, and you will taste the love and heritage of the Gulf Coast in every bite. Here's a limited offer. Order today at BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Enter promo code FLAVOR for 10% off your entire order. Do it today and you'll be hooked on Biloxi Shrimp.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Joshua Deal, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th. Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, the Reading tradition.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. China's zero-tolerance policy for COVID-19 is creating renewed protests against the strict lockdowns.
The videos from Urumqi in the Xinjiang region appear to show some of the most widespread protests yet against Beijing's stringent COVID rules. Here, demonstrators chant, "Lift the lockdown." In another video, people can be heard singing the national anthem as the Chinese flag is held high. Other footage shows protesters facing off against officials in hazmat suits and breaking through barriers. Anger in the city appeared to build after a residential block caught fire, killing 10 people. Some online questioned whether pandemic restrictions prevented residents from escaping or hampered firefighting efforts.
And that is BBC's Will Leonardo reporting. Polls are open today in the state of Georgia.
Early voting begins today for the Senate runoff election in more than 20 Georgia counties. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker are vying for the nation's last contested Senate seat. A judge ruled in favor of allowing Saturday voting after the Secretary of State's office initially said voting couldn't happen within 2 days of a holiday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The vice president of the Heritage Foundation sees more and more evidence of American politics being used as a weapon against civilians.
People are using the instruments of government to go after the political enemies. I mean, this is just factually true. And the other is really the destruction of public dialogue and public discourse.
Speaking on the Salem Radio Network, Jim Carafano said that those using the political instruments of government to go after their enemies are, in effect, telling people to, quote, shut up and do as I tell you. It is supposed to be a robust shopping weekend, with Black Friday now extending across 5 days, starting on Thanksgiving and ending on what used to be called Cyber Monday. More from townhall.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code S-A-L-E-M. Use code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Prosecutors in Mexico are pushing for the extradition of an American woman, now back in this country, who is suspected in the death of one of her traveling companions during a vacation. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Mexican prosecutors have not named the woman they filed charges against, but a video that has been widely circulating on social media shows Shanquella Robinson of Charlotte, North Carolina, being beaten by another woman. A man with an American accent can be heard asking Robinson, "Can you at least fight back?" Robinson says, "No." An autopsy revealed that Robinson died of a severe spinal cord or neck injury. Prosecutors in the state of Baja California Sur say they've approached Mexican federal prosecutors and diplomats to try to get the woman extradited to face charges in Mexico, and a warrant has been issued for her arrest. I'm Donna Warder.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Japan has announced it will double the number of female professors at the University of Tokyo. Here's the BBC's Michael Bristow.
In the world's richer countries, on average, nearly half of university teachers are women, but not in Japan. To address this imbalance, Tokyo University plans to hire an additional 300 female staff members over the next 5 years. But even if it achieves that goal, it would still be well behind other developed nations. Tokyo University also wants to increase the number of female students, who currently make up just 1 in 5 undergraduates. These figures reveal a persistent bias against women in Japanese society.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow. The White House sending mixed messages about a rail strike. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden was an active participant in the talks. But on Thanksgiving, the president told reporters he was not directly engaged in those negotiations. More details at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, well, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving. And now you're ready to get back into the drudgery of work. I always find this time of year fascinating. Because I think some big company, McKinsey or somebody's done a giant study somewhere about the productivity level between the week of Thanksgiving and the new year, say January 2nd or 3rd, whatever the first work day is after the new year. Because what's going on? You know, it was interesting because on Friday, the answer to that is nothing's going on. I know you're working. I'm working. But a bunch of us are working. But what's your productivity level? And, of course, you know, Monday's Cyber Monday, so how many people are going to be sitting at their computers all day long buying crap on their computers? I just find this time of year fascinating. Families get together and argue, and then, you know, people are in bad moods, and then, you know, then it's time to start shopping, and everybody's shopping, and they're just trying to do – everyone's trying to make a perfect holiday season, which doesn't exist. I walked through the house either yesterday or the day before, and my wife was laughing, and I turned to see what she was watching, and she was watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. With Steve Martin and John, whose last name, boom, goes right on my head right now. So there she is watching this, I don't know, 20-year-old film of a guy just trying to get home for Thanksgiving. And it's hilarious because we have this in our mind, this perfect kind of Norman Rockwell painting of the holidays. And it's never like that. It's messy. It's messy, and families are messy, and there are always arguments, or somebody gets mad about something somebody said or didn't do, or, you know, Aunt Helen was supposed to bring the lime green Jell-O, and she forgot to do it because that's Uncle Eddie's favorite or whatever. I mean, it's just this strange time of year. I think it was Friday I woke up, and my inbox, I've got about between a couple of different personal email address, 2, 3, 4 different work addresses, and then a couple of addresses I use for my speaking engagements and everything. So maybe 6, let me just think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 inboxes. So I have 8 inboxes on my mail program. And I woke up that either Thursday, I think it was Friday morning, I woke up, and I'm not exaggerating, there must have been 200 spam emails. And they were things that were just bizarre. Like, you know, there's this currently, I'm sorry, but I just laugh at it. There's nothing anymore that is just like too risque for either television or radio. So now there's a great new product, which I didn't know we needed. But women, maybe you needed it, and I wasn't aware of it. And that is deodorant for the vagina. Yes, I'm not kidding. If you haven't heard this, then you haven't had your radio or TV on since before Thanksgiving. Because that's the latest big deal, is women think that they stink. So there's some sort of, and I forget what it's called, but I woke up, and there I must have had 10 emails from a company trying to sell me this female deodorant that's going to keep, and they have some phrase, everything from your pits to something, your pits to your private parts or whatever, and that the feminine hygiene product industry in America has taught women that their vaginas smell and you must buy this product. And it's on TV. And it's on radio. I would pull up the commercial and play it for you, but it's just stupid. And then you get inundated with all these products. Now, another example is, I take that back. Tamara and I may have at one point, maybe many years ago, maybe when they first came out, we had a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Now, I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was fantastic. I just thought it was okay. Tamara hated it. And she got rid of it. So it's been at least 10 years since we've owned any sort of Dyson product. Not saying they're good or bad, just we haven't owned one. But I had like a dozen emails, and they were obviously phishing emails, trying to get me to click on this link to get me a coupon to get, I don't know, 10 bucks, 20 bucks, 100, I don't know what it was. I just know it was a phishing email, so I just deleted them all. But there must have been 10 of them, and they were all trying to sell me a coupon for Dyson products. I didn't think anything about it, other than it was just like overwhelming junk mail this time. Then I jump in the car. I go run an errand. And I don't tell iHeart, but I tuned in to Sirius XM channel 114. Oh, satellite radio. Don't tell. And it was Fox News. And it was the, you know, because everybody takes vacation. So they had a bunch of fill-in hosts. And they talked to they called one of the regular hosts of Fox and Friends, Steve Doocy. Peter Doocy's father. And all he was complaining about was exactly the same thing I was. He had gotten all the same stupid emails about feminine deodorant and Dyson products. So somewhere in India or Bulgaria or Bangladesh or Russia, somewhere, someone was sending out all these spam emails trying to get everybody to click on to try to get 20 bucks off to buy a Dyson product. Or I guess women were just overwhelming the system trying to find this feminine deodorant. That's America in 2022. We're summed up right there. That's America in 2022. I find it funny because it shows what a consumer society that we are. I'm not bitching about it. I'm a consumer. I like nice things. I'm a tech junkie. I'm an early adopter when it comes to technology. I love that sort of stuff. And I want to keep up on it because as I get older, I want to stay up with it so that I'm functional with the latest technology. But my gosh, you think about the things that are in our society now that didn't even exist 10, 15, or 20 years ago. So, for example, when on Saturday and Sundays, when I'm not working, I'll load up my two Leonbergers, Greta the Leonberger and Lena. If you don't know what a Leonberger is, go look it up. Leonberger, 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 Leonberger. It's a German dog. So I've got two. I've got a 5-year-old and a soon-to-be 1-year-old. and I load them up in my Jeep, and I take them to McDonald's. Don't judge me. I take them to McDonald's, and I get them a sausage biscuit. They each get a sausage biscuit. They actually get the sausage, don't get the biscuit. And as I'm waiting in the line at McDonald's, there's a Verizon store right in front of me. And, of course, it's still dark because it's like 6 o'clock in the morning, so it's still dark. So you can see everything inside the Verizon store. And I'm sitting there, and this is just these are just my thought processes. As I sit there, I think about, look at all that junk in there. Verizon's trying to sell phones. They're trying to sell tablets, you know, iPads or, you know, whatever tablets somebody else sells, a Kindle, whatever. And then all the accessories that go with it. And as I sit there and I stare at the Verizon store, I think to myself, 20 years ago, maybe longer, but at least 20 years ago, Verizon didn't exist. And even before the advent of cellular phones, even before the advent of BlackBerries, anybody remember a BlackBerry? Before all of that, you didn't have those. You didn't have standalone stores selling that stuff. Then you didn't have the stores because just on the other side of the Verizon store was a store called, I think it was called You Break It, I Fix It. And I think it's an assuring company where if you crack your iPhone, you crack your tablet, whatever, or you break it or damage it, you got water, you can take it there, you break it, they fix it. They didn't exist. That led me to think, now, again, I'm just trying to get you to do the same thing. That took me back to my childhood home. And I thought about, okay, on Thanksgiving, first of all, there was not a McDonald's in the little town that I grew up in. The closest McDonald's was 120 miles away. There wasn't Verizon. There wasn't AT&T. There wasn't Dish. There wasn't, you know, whatever, you know, the in Colorado we got CenturyLink as one of our telecom providers. You didn't have that. You had Mountain Bell. Mountain Bell was about it. Mountain Bell was it. Think about how much stuff we bought. And that goes back to cleaning out my garage and my closet. Goodwill made a killing off me over the holidays. Because I looked at stuff that I thought, one, why did I buy it? Two, what am I still doing with it? Or three, what the heck is this? Why did I buy this? What was I going to do with this? And so it goes into the sack. It goes into the back of the car. It goes to Goodwill. It gets left off for somebody else to go buy. So it's just this constant consumerism in American society. So here's my challenge to you. Here's where we get to the rules of engagement. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. I want to know, and I'm going to use some of these on air. I want to know something that you've purchased, and I don't care whether it's recently or 10 years ago, that later you found and you looked at, and you thought to yourself, one, why the hell did I buy this? What is it? Why did I buy it? What am I going to do with it? And ultimately, what did you do with it? Because I'm telling you, I threw a bunch of crap away this week. A bunch of crap. American consumerism. It keeps all those people in China working. Keeps all those people in India and Vietnam working. Keeps all those people in all these other little countries, these asshole countries where they get paid, you know, a horrendous wage and horrendous working conditions so you and I can have stuff. Stuff. It's all about stuff. So what's this dumbest stuff that you ever bought? Text the word Mike to 33103, and in that message, tell me what the stupidest thing it was that you ever bought and what you did with it. Got it? That's your assignment. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Everything's getting more expensive. The government's losing control, and the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts.
Sound familiar?
Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Enterprise High School's winter concert is Tuesday, November 29th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Amphitheater at UPREP. Enjoy holiday music led by choir director Alyssa Awney and band director Gabriel Sakuma. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at Enterprise Music Office at 530-222-6601 through enterprisemusic.net or can be purchased at the door the evening of the concert. All proceeds benefit the students of the Enterprise High School Music Department.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude. And thanks for your support.
Hey, it's Amiki with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You people are sick. Sick, 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 and I love it. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. The question I'm trying to get people to answer right now is, because we're in the consumer period. It's the consumer holiday. We got to go buy stuff. Everybody's got to buy stuff. And as I went through, I took a week off this past week. And I spent most of yesterday cleaning out my garage, throwing stuff away, reorganizing, putting shelves in, and I spent a day earlier in the week doing the same thing in my closet. I mean, shoes I hadn't worn forever. shirts. I mean, when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, obviously in D.C., you have to wear a suit every day. And I had like dozens and dozens of suits. I haven't worn dozens of suits in 20 years. So it's just time to get rid of stuff. Just stuff that, you know, we just accumulate. Because I've always been fascinated by the fact that we have, think about this, in this country, we spend money to buy stuff, and then we spend money to go rent a storage unit to put that stuff in. Because we have too much stuff in our house, and the stuff's overflowing the house, so we go pay somebody who has built these giant, and you've seen them, I mean, in some smaller communities, they're just single story. In Denver, we have multi-story, like 10-story storage units, where you take all your stuff and put it into a cart, and you put it on an elevator, and you go up to the 10th floor, and then you haul it around to the corner where your storage unit is, and you put your stuff in there. Stuff everywhere. And we just keep doing it. We just keep buying stuff. So I ask all of you goobers to text me the word Mike, the 33103, some of the dumbest stuff that you've bought, and what you did with it. Now, some of it, I'll try to figure out how to make it FCC compliant. But Goober number 7360 texted me this, Mike, a case of Bubba Cola in Bill Clinton cans. The product's so bad I could clean the toilet with it. I recycled the can. Wait a minute. Bubba Cola. Hey, remember? No, it was Jimmy Carter's brother had some sort of beer also. I forget what that was. But I would think that the Bubba Cola cans, you might have been able online now, found somebody that collected that kind of stuff, and rather than recycle the cans, you could have made some money off it. And then you could have taken that money from selling your Bubba Cola cans and bought more stuff. Uber number 5032 writes, Mike, stone bath mats. The description said highly absorbent, anti-slip, antibacterial. I thought my wife would love them. Let's just stop right there. Uber number 5032, maybe you've already learned the lesson, but I got some advice. Don't buy your wife bath mats, particularly for a birthday, an anniversary, you know, the anniversary of your first date, the anniversary of your first kiss. Hey, sweetheart, you know, I was just thinking about that first kiss or that first, you know, whatever. I thought I'd get you some stone bath mats. They're highly absorbent. They're anti-slip, antibacterial. Here, got them just for you. I got them. I bought them off the TV. Yeah, I called the QVC, and I bought you the bath mat. I'm just surprised this guy, 5032, is still alive. His text continues, Mike, stone bath mats, the description said highly absorbent, anti-slip, antibacterial. I thought my wife would love them. They're absolutely horrible. They don't absorb water. They're horrible to step on with bare feet. They're cold. My wife hates them. They're in a closet somewhere, and I bought her the whole set. let's just say that probably not a good idea. Let's see. Goober number 7812. Mike, my wife. I kept her because it would cost too much to get rid of her. JK, just kidding. Yeah, just kidding in case she's listening. Yeah, I got it. Text the word Mike to 33103. What's something you bought that you just want to get rid of or did get rid of that you thought to yourself, why did I buy this? What is it? What am I doing with it? Because it's America. It's where we buy stuff and then put our stuff in storage units. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Tired of eating bland-tasting shrimp from every other country besides the good old USA? 95% of shrimp consumed in this country come from overseas countries like China and India. Before you settle on imported shrimp, why not feed your family a quality product that supports hardworking American fishermen by ordering from U.S.-based processor Biloxi Shrimp Co. With Biloxi Shrimp, there is a difference. Whatever type of shrimp you're craving for your cookout, cocktail, or family dinner, Biloxi Shrimp offers the highest quality wild-caught shrimp by experienced American shrimpers, direct from the Gulf Coast, out of the plant, and to your door. The owners, Mark and Jonathan, they've been doing this with family for generations. You won't be disappointed. Order from BiloxiShrimpCo.com and you will taste the love and heritage of the Gulf Coast in every bite. Here's a limited offer. Order today at BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Enter promo code FLAVOR for 10% off your entire order. Do it today and you'll be hooked on Biloxi Shrimp.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S. San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Castabeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Castabeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shastabeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, so we came with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Happy Thanksgiving. And I guess now it's time to start saying Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Whatever the politically correct thing is to say, we must do that now. So just being a little lighthearted today after some seriousness. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to text the word Mike to 33103. Because I'm talking about stuff. Because I've been on a thing about stuff lately. Because, well, here's what started. You know how things just cascade? So in our home, it's two-story plus a basement, a full, completed basement. So it's a three-story house. And the main floor where the living area is, we have wooden floors. And I much prefer wooden floors because they're just easier to clean, and I've always thought carpet is just nasty. Carpet is just like a giant collection apparatus for dirt. Dirt and whatever the dogs or the rugrats or whatever. It's just a collection apparatus. So we had the carpet replaced in the rest of the house. Now what happens when you replace your carpet? Well, the first thing is you should pay for it. And if you don't, then maybe you're a better person than I am. But we paid extra to have the heavy furniture move. I didn't want to move the furniture. Manual labor is just not in my vocabulary. So we paid to have that done. But they wanted us to, you know, disconnect the headboards from the beds and a couple of other things that we did. Oh, it was the closet. So the closet, you had to take everything off the out of the closet floors. So we have, you know, Tamara has her closet, a nice big walk-in closet. Then I've got a walk-in closet. Then downstairs we have a closet that is, I don't know, just full of stuff. And then we have, I'm trying to think what else we have. In the extra bedroom. So in the extra bedrooms that we don't use, there are also closets there. So we had to take all of the things that were in the floor of the closet because they needed 3 feet of space. So in essence, you could leave the clothes hanging other than, you know, if you had, you know, heavy coats that were long or whatever, you had to move those because they needed 3 feet of space to get the carpet in. So now all the stuff has to come out of the closet. And then that's when you start realizing, just because you're replacing the carpet, how much stuff you have in your house that you didn't know, it gets stuffed back there. Stuff's now a verb. Stuff is a noun and a verb in this conversation. So you stuff things back. Well, I'm just going to put it up there and I'll take care of it later. Well, I'm just going to put it over here and I'll take care of it later. Oh, and, you know, just open this drawer and throw it in here and I'll take care of it later. And pretty soon all those drawers and all those, you know, little crevices and cracks and nooks and crannies everywhere are just filled with stuff. And just having the carpet replaced causes all of that to get moved. So I'm trying to find out from, because I found things that I thought, one, why did I buy this? And wouldn't it be nice to have that money back today? Because I could take that money and I could go buy some other stuff. It's insane what a consumer-driven society that we are. So here was the assignment for the day. I want you to text the word Mike to 33103 and tell me your stuff story. What did you buy that in hindsight you thought was just stupid? Goober number 7400 text. Mike, I didn't purchase this. It's just entertaining. Many years ago, I worked in a pharmacy long before Google and search engines that gave you relevant results. A woman came in every month to buy a supplement that strengthened your cell walls. Every month she came in raving about the benefits of having stronger cell walls and how great she felt. So after several months went by, I broke the news to her that humans are eukaryotes. I got to look this word up. This is a new word for me. Eukaryotes. So we have no cell wall. That was a stupid purchase and probably something people still purchase, even though now we have Google. I gotta go look at this word. My. Computer number 1735. Light farted. What? What does that mean? Mike, back to school clothes shopping was my worst nightmare. Ooh, when I was a kid, I loved getting new clothes at the start of the school year. Got new clothes. Don't you ever wonder what happened to the old clothes? Like, I can remember one time going into a really nice men's shop. This is when I was, Cameron and I were first married. Didn't have a lot of money. But walked into this nice men's store. I don't know why. And they had these really nice shirts. And I splurged and I bought this shirt. What happened to the shirt? Where did it go? It disappeared. It's been destroyed. Did it serve its purpose? I guess, but what was the purpose? Mike, Google number 0454 writes, I bought my wife an M1 carbine for our first. You bought an M1 for your wife? After I woke up, I took it back. Google number 7803. Mike, I finally went through the clothes, and I took 3 bags to Goodwill. Google number 2703. Mike, a mat that produced bubbles, supposedly making the bathtub like a bubbly jacuzzi. Not. The bubbles just made the water cold. I threw it away. Mike. This is good advice. When you get to the checkout stand, ask yourself, do I need this? Probably not. 7803 says, after becoming poor after a divorce, I refused to get rid of anything. After all, I might need it sometime. I had clothes and shoes that I bought 30 years ago. 30 years ago? One, can you still fit? Well, maybe they're back in style, too. Google number 023, and I bought those magnetic screens for the windows and the slider. They still sit on the shelf in the garage 2 years later. Bath mats. Somebody bought bath mats. Stuff. We're always buying stuff, right?
Sooner, but they gave me the wrong dressing room, and I couldn't find any place to put my stuff. And I don't know how you are, but I need a place to put my stuff. So that's what I've been doing back there, just trying to find a place for my stuff. You know how important that is. That's the whole meaning of life, isn't it? Trying to find a place for your stuff. That's all your house is. Your house is just a place for your stuff. If you didn't have so much goddamn stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. That's all your house is. It's a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You see that when you take off in an airplane and you look down and you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. Everybody's got their own pile of stuff. And when you leave your stuff, you gotta lock it up. You wouldn't want somebody to come by and take some of your stuff. They always take the good stuff. They don't bother with that you're saving. Ain't nobody interested in your fourth grade arithmetic papers. They're looking for the good stuff. That's all your house is. It's a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Now, sometimes you've got to move. You've got to get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. You've got to move all your stuff. And maybe put some of your stuff in storage. Imagine that. There's a whole industry based on keeping an eye on your stuff.
See? Carlin is right. Think about it. I'm sure, before I get the nasty grams, which, by the way, you can text, just use the word Mike to 33103. I'm sure some of you believe, and maybe do, have legitimate reasons to have a storage unit. What's in the storage unit? Why do you have it in a storage unit? Do you actually go to the storage unit and get it, and then bring it back home, as Carlin says, to your house, which is just a cover for your stuff? What do you put in the storage unit? And think about the industry. Think about, now, I'm not going soft. I'm not going liberal. I'm still the a-hole me, so don't worry about this. But have you ever thought about how much money we spend? I hate it when liberals do this. So here I am doing it. How much money we spend as individuals on storage units for stuff. Think about how many starving kids somewhere we could use that money for instead of using it to store stuff. I just want you the next time, if you don't have a storage unit. Now, if you do, text the word Mike to 33103. I want to know what the hell's in your storage unit. I want to know what's so important that you can't get rid of or you can't keep it in your house, but you keep it in a storage unit. Now, don't tell me about your boat. That doesn't count. I know you keep your boat in a storage unit somewhere, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about stuff that you keep in a storage unit. What do you keep in a storage unit? Now, confession. I actually thought for about 5 seconds about getting a storage unit. Just a small one. You know, go to the place where the storage units are and just, I want your smallest unit. What's the smallest unit? 8x8? 5x5? I don't know what it is. This is the smallest unit. And then that way, rather than just making the decision to get rid of that stuff, I could put it in the storage unit. And I'm specifically thinking about a place downstairs in our basement. Our basement is completely finished except for the bathroom. There's a fully plumbed-in bathroom, but it needs drywall and fixtures and, you know, but it just needs to be finished. But guess what it's turned into? That's right. A storage closet. And there's stuff in the storage closet that I have no clue what it is. And I'm afraid to start digging through it because I'm afraid I'm going to start finding stuff in there that I'm going to either have to just recognize that I'll never be able to convert that bathroom that's not a bathroom but fully plumbed in into a real bathroom. I'm going to have to leave it as a storage closet. Or just actually get rid of some of the stuff.
Enough about your stuff. Let's talk about other people's stuff. Did you ever notice when you go to somebody else's house, you never quite feel 100% at home? You know why? No room for your stuff. Somebody else's stuff is all over the place. And what awful stuff it is. Where did they get this stuff? And if you have to stay overnight at someone's house, you know, unexpectedly, and they give you a little room to sleep in that they don't use that often. Someone died in it 11 years ago. And they haven't moved any of his stuff. Or wherever they give you to sleep, usually right near the bed, there's a dresser, and there's never any room on the dresser for your stuff. Someone else's shit is on the dresser.
Someone's, you know what, is already on the dresser. Too much stuff. It is the day after Black Friday, in which you're supposed to go buy more stuff. What did you buy? What's in your storage? What if you have a storage unit? I want to know that all across the country right now, people want to know what you have in your storage unit. And that's what we're going to do next. So get off your lazy butts. Get off your, you know, whatever website you're getting ready to buy something and have it shipped to you. And instead, get onto your iMessage or get onto your phone and text to 33103, 33103, the word Mike, and what you have in your storage unit. We all want to know what's in your storage unit. After all, you need more storage space because it's almost Christmas time and time to buy more stuff. I'll be right back.
Everything's getting more expensive. The government's losing control, and the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts. Sound familiar? Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, Pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to the Week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're just having some fun talking about stuff because we've now entered into the buying season. It's now time to go buy stuff. And I'm just curious because when you think about it, I've always had this fascination, which I know I'm sick. I've always had a fascination with storage units. Because think about comparing us where we go somewhere. And we pay somebody a monthly fee to take things out of our homes or our apartments and put it in a little, 10x10 square place, concrete floor, metal walls around it, a single light bulb or a fluorescent light hanging above. And we throw stuff in there and we lock it up. And I did this with a friend. I don't know, it's been several months ago, who was coming back from a job out on the West Coast. And he had put some stuff in storage. And we went to the storage unit. And I forget what he was looking for, but he was looking for just a few items. But we were literally taking, because this storage unit was just filled to the top of stuff. And we had to dig through the stuff to find the one thing that he wanted. And I was asking, so what are these boxes? You know, what's in this box? I don't know. So why are you paying? Because he was bitching about he's not making enough. So why are you paying to put stuff in here and you don't know what it is? Because I might need it. But you don't know what it is. And you're still keeping it in there. So my question to you was, what stuff is in your storage? Cuban number 0840 text. Last spring I looked for a storage unit. Not one storage unit was available in my area. This is in the area code 715. Besides, the rental prices had gone up over double. A lady made me an offer if I gave up my lot in my mobile home court, she would give me her house, no questions asked. Her house had all new features. She needed my lot to put her new house she had bought and ordered, but I had to decline, no place to put my stuff. Cuba number 8751 says, Mike, I don't have an attic, basement, or garage, so everything that would go in those places is in the unit. I access it several times a week, but you didn't tell me what it is. We want to know. We're voyeurs. We're nosy. We want to know what it is. What's in there? Oh, Goober number 0288 says, Mike, I have a 40 by 60 two-story barn. Alas. I like the word alas. Yeah. What's in your barn? I want to know what's in the barn. What do you have hidden in the barn? Why do we buy stuff? The average American home has grown from, when I was growing up, about 1,000 square feet to almost 2,500 square feet, just on average. Personal storage, the storage units I was talking about, generates more than $24 billion in revenue every year. So we are paying $24 billion a year. Now, again, as my parents used to say, you know, finish that food because there's some kids starving in China. I always wondered how me eating all of the food on my plate helped the kids starving in China. I never understood that. Just like I never understand the $24 billion that we spend. Now, this is money that we choose to spend, so it's not taxes. It's not forcibly taken from us. It's money that we choose to spend. But think about it. America is the most giving country in the entire world. We give more to charity and nonprofit organizations more than any other people in the history of mankind. Think about that $24 billion. That poor starving kid in China, well, he's locked up right now because of COVID. So we'll have to go to some other country. How much do we spend on story? And what are we doing with it? It's the buying season. Get out there and buy. It's your American obligation to buy as much as you can. That's the word, Mike, for 33.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.